From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A candlelight vigil in support of the Timmins Ukrainian community and the country of Ukraine is set for tomorrow night at Hollinger Park. Helen Yaskshishin is president of the Ukrainian Cultural Group of Timmins. She says candles will be provided. Among the speakers will be the priest from St. Mary's Romanian Church, who will say a prayer.
We'll honor the Ukraine national anthem as well as the Canadian national anthem. We want to show support not just as a Ukrainian community, but that we are Canadian.
The vigil is set to begin at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow's Timmins vigil will be emceed by Orest Lariniu. He's been in contact with several relatives and friends in Ukraine. He says they gained strength from seeing similar events on the internet. His message to them will be one of hope and support and to not blame the Russian people for the war.
This is not their fight. This is the fight of the government, of Putin, and he's causing all the problems for not just Ukraine and the rest of the world, but for his own country also.
Canada will petition the International Criminal Court to investigate war crimes and crimes against humanity by the Russian military. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says the file was sent today. Yesterday, the ICC said it would look for court approval to open an investigation into alleged war crimes in Ukraine. Russia invaded Ukraine 6 days ago, and the United Nations says 136 civilians have died, although that number is believed to be higher. Over 600,000 refugees have fled the country since the attacks began. Brace yourself for an even higher gas price this week. Dan McTague, the president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, tells CTV News that pump prices will jump 2 cents a liter tonight. But the biggest hike will be on Thursday, when it will soar another 6 cents. The crisis in Ukraine is helping push fuel prices higher around the world. Ontario Northland Transportation Commission CEO Karina Moore is the keynote speaker when the Timmins Chamber of Commerce hosts an International Women's Day luncheon at the Dante Club. The Chamber's manager of member services, Carmen Swartz, says Moore will talk about changes she's made on the ONTC with a diverse team. She hopes to inspire other women to take leadership roles and institute change in their own organizations. The event is on Wednesday, March 9th. Swartz says don't worry if you can't attend.
We will record the session and you're able to purchase the recording, and we will be happy to share that with you after the luncheon is complete.
Swartz adds that it's great that the presentation is an in-person event this year. In Moose Sports, the Cochrane Crunch traveled to Timmins for a 7 o'clock NOJHL game tonight against the Rock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.